1 Chronicles chapter 12. These were the men who joined David in Ziklag, when he was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who assisted him in battle. They were armed with bows and could shoot arrows or sling stones right or left-handed. They were fellow tribesmen of Saul from Benjamin. These were Ahiezer, the leader, and Joash, the sons of Shemaah, the Gibeathite, Jeziel and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, Barakah, Jehu, the Anathothite, Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, one of the 30 warriors and their leader, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, Jozabad, the Gedrathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, Shephatiah, the Haruphite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joazer, and Jashobim, who were Korahites, and Jolah and Zebediah, the sons of Joraham from Gedor. Some of the Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the desert. They were warriors who were trained for battle. They carried shields and spears. They were as fierce as lions and could run as quickly as gazelles across the hills. Ezer was the leader, Obadiah the second in command, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbanai the 11th. These Gadites were military leaders. The least led 100 men, the greatest 1,000. They crossed the Jordan River in the first month, when it was overflowing its banks, and routed those living in all the valleys to the east and west. Some from Benjamin and Judah also came to David's stronghold. David went out to meet them and said, "If you come to me in peace and want to help me, then I will make an alliance with you. But if you come to betray me to my enemies when I have not harmed you, may the God of our ancestors take notice and judge." But a spirit empowered Amasai, the leader of the 30 warriors, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We support you, O son of Jesse. May you greatly prosper. May those who help you prosper. Indeed, your God helps you." So David accepted them and made them leaders of raiding bands. Some men from Manasseh joined David when he went with the Philistines to fight against Saul. But in the end, they did not help the Philistines because, after taking counsel, the Philistine lords sent David away, saying, "It would be disastrous for us if he deserted to his master Saul." When David went to Ziklag, the men of Manasseh who joined him were Adnok, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilaphi, leaders of 1,000 soldiers each in the tribe of Manasseh. They helped David fight against raiding bands, for all of them were warriors and leaders in the army. Each day, men came to help David until his army became very large. The following is a record of the armed warriors who came with their leaders and joined David in Hebron in order to make David king in Saul's place, in accordance with the Lord's decree. From Judah came 6,800 trained warriors carrying shields and spears. From Simeon there were 7,100 warriors. From Levi there were 4,600. Jehoiada, the leader of Aaron's descendants, brought 3,700 men with him, along with Zadok, a young warrior, and 22 leaders from his family. From Benjamin, Saul's tribe, there were 3,000, most of whom up to that time had been loyal to Saul. From Ephraim, there were 20,800 warriors who had brought fame to their families. From the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 18,000 who had been designated by name to come and make David king. From Issachar, there were 200 leaders and all their relatives at their command. They understood the times and knew what Israel should do. From Zebulun there were 50,000 warriors who were prepared for battle, equipped with all kinds of weapons, and ready to give their undivided loyalty. From Naphtali there were 1,000 officers, along with 37,000 men carrying shields and spears. From Dan there were 28,600 men prepared for battle. From Asher there were 40,000 warriors prepared for battle. From the other side of the Jordan, from Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, there were 120,000 men armed with all kinds of weapons. All these men were warriors who were ready to march. They came to Hebron to make David king over all Israel by acclamation. All the rest of the Israelites also were in agreement that David should become king. They spent 3 days feasting there with David, for their relatives had given them provisions. Also their neighbors, from as far away as Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali, were bringing food on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen. There were large supplies of flour, fig cakes, raisins, wine, olive oil, beef, and lamb. For Israel was celebrating. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us online at thebiblepodcast.org. There you can leave comments on specific readings, find out how you can contribute a chapter, or get information about supporting the podcast financially. Thank you for listening.